Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Leadership effectiveness. There goes a saying that great leaders are born, not made. I'm sure we've all encountered a child, whether it was a niece, nephew, you know, your daughter, your son, a student, that we felt like, oh, that was a born leader. Like, he has the skills at such a young child to be a leader. And, you know, in my opinion, to some extent, I think the capacity for great leadership is innate. However, we can all benefit from learning how to become a more effective leader. And although some people seem to just be gifted with these skills, leadership traits can be learned and they can be sharpened with time and practice. So I think it's really important to go over and cover just what are just some general traits of a powerful and successful leader in business. So I'll start with communication. Communicating effectively is key. You must be able as a leader to clearly and concisely explain business goals, tasks, and objectives to your employees. If you find that in conversation, you're not getting the message you're trying to relay across, or the individual that you're speaking to is not retaining the information, you need to sharpen your communication skills. So you should be comfortable speaking in one-on-one, or you may be in front of a larger audience or communicating to an entire staff. But ultimately, whatever you're trying to relay, whatever information you want to get across, it needs to be retained and understood, and it needs to be clear. So, you know, that's an important factor in leadership. And also, you want to be approachable. Communication is all about the steady flow of verbal exchanges of ideas and information. So as a leader, you must be approachable so that individuals will come to you and you can have that constant flow of conversation. Motivate and inspire. This is a big one. So successful leadership is built on people. The best leaders, they do drive their people with passion, enthusiasm, inspiration, and motivation. You have to invest the time in the people so you are able to learn what are their strengths, what are their needs, what are their priorities, right? Because if you don't stay abreast of this information, how are you able to make them feel valued and reinforce how their efforts are making a difference? And you also need to be sure as a leader, you're encouraging their development, because again, their potential meaningful goals and challenges need to be important to you as a leader. And you should also be setting clear goals and determine who's being able to achieve them and address them accordingly. Also, as a leader for yourself, you want to take a step back and make sure that you're setting goals for yourself. Because once you radiate that enthusiasm, you're truly excited about what you're doing, and people will naturally be drawn to you. They will naturally see that, wow, this individual's motivated, this one is setting their own goals. So now we all know when we're working for someone that doesn't truly motivate and inspire us, we're not going to put our best effort forward. So that's a key when you want to lead a team. You got to motivate them. Demonstrate integrity. So this is a piece that I work with, you know, in employee relations, is really driving integrity. So this is like a big one for me. You have to make sure you are displaying integrity as a leader through your daily actions, decision-making, behaviors, and you want to hold yourself accountable and take responsibility for your mistakes. And that's critical. Do not compromise your leadership for the sake of not being able to acknowledge you've made a mistake, or maybe that wasn't the best decision, right? In my opinion, this is the most important, because you want to be respected for, you want to be respected for being genuine, principled, ethical, and consistent, right? It's otherwise you will face terrible repercussions. You could take action that can impact your business negatively just because you tried to cut corners, just because you wanted the easy way out, or just because you weren't acting with displaying full integrity. You got to lead by example. And, you know, ultimately you want to set the right example. So you need to be demonstrating those behaviors that you want others to follow. You want your team to follow. And when you display integrity through daily actions, your employees will respect you and they will be confident in your leadership. Because I've encountered leaders that I've kind of question their ethics, and I'm not going to want to, again, put my best foot forward. So you have to ultimately understand you are leading by example, and you want to be proud and ethical in all of your behaviors and decision making. So managing complexity. As a leader, you're going to solve problems, and you're going to need to make decisions under rapidly shifting circumstances. Learning to lead in a complex environment, it is a vital skill. When facing a tough decision, you have to really start by determining, what do I want to achieve? Weigh all the factors, consider all the consequences, and, you know, what are the available alternatives? So as a leader, you have to be confident in whatever decision you're going to make. And, you know, you need to make it. You have to make these tough calls. It may be, you know, literally you don't have a lot of time to make a difficult call. So as a leader, you just have to always be on top of it. And, you know, there may not be any definitive information available. However, you have to be able to assess the situation's complexity and determine what's the best course of action. You may not have a ton of resources, or you may not have everything, but again, you have to work with the information you have. So managing complexity and problem solving is really key when it comes to leadership. Now, learning agility. So great leaders know what the strengths of their leadership is built on, the ability to adapt to all the changing circumstances, right? So you have to know how and when to seize on opportunities. We are all constantly learning and growing. Once you've reached the plateau in your career, that can't be the hard stop on when you're continuing to gather information. You have to expand on your knowledge, and that's, you know, a reason why you all are here, a part of EYL University, because we are expanding on your knowledge. You never stop learning, no matter how far you've grown in your career, no matter how many accolades you've received, no matter how many degrees you have. There is always a teachable moment, and you have to understand that. We don't know everything. There's always something to learn. You have to make a learning opportunity out of every single situation. So it's important as a leader to understand that and be agile. Non-positional leadership. When we think about leadership, we often consider like a title or a position. So we think about our managers, we think about our CEOs, we think about our vice presidents, our strategic directors, our, you know, senior aides. We think about just leadership role. We think about the power that is associated with these leadership roles, right? However, in non-positional leadership, you can cultivate influence among a group. So you really don't need authority from others to be considered a leader. Most people often grow to a leader because they've demonstrated those behaviors and exhibited those signs early on in their careers. So if you have high aspirations, it's recommended that you do take every opportunity to step outside of the role and prove that you're capable of much more. And I see this non-positional leadership, you know, role coming out. It's when you have like a breakout employee, when you're leading from the middle, when you're taking initiative, when you're going that extra step and honing on some of the leadership skills that will improve on the workplace dynamic, will increase the efficiency of your entire team, and just will raise the bar for the quality of work. So you don't have to have the title or that authority to feel like you can go out of there and make an impact, because you will be recognized, right?
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.